Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you, wherever you are and whatever you are doing today. We have got a whole host of callers from across the states today, ranging from Belmont, Alabama, and Florida. So a good range right across the continent. So good evening to you all, or good afternoon, wherever you may be. My name is Andrew D, and this is my show. It is Spiritual Awakenings, and it is a mediumship show. I am a medium, and I do talk to those on the other side. Yes, spirit. Yes, that's what it's all about. I even speak to the living sometimes as well, but they usually give me more trouble. But anyway, I'm here tonight for you. So if you want your readings, then I've just been told, actually, you can call in during the show if you want, but the number you need is 760-283-4611. That is a toll-free number, and it's 760-283-4611. But if you are in the UK, you can still call for free. All you need to do, if you go to my website, which is www.drew, that's D-R-E-W, Drew D, D-E-E, drewd.com, and if you go to the events page, there is a link to Blog Talk Radio, and that will take you straight to the page where there's a free Skype link, and all you need to do is call in on Skype, and we are away. So that's what it's all about. Yeah, my name's Andrew D, and if you've never listened into the show before, well, I'll talk you through it in a minute, but if you were expecting me last week, all I can do is apologize. There's a few technical difficulties, and we just couldn't make it happen. So my apologies for that. Myself and Ken were frantically working away. Ken's my producer, and we were working frantically away to get the show up and running. But with my other commitments and a few other things that were going on, and by the time we were managed to eventually get things sorted, then we just weren't able to go ahead. So once again, hopefully if you didn't get through last week, you will get through this week. Now, if you are listening in, area code 951, you have dialed in, and I said I would give you a mention because all we could hear was the comedy show that you were watching on, that we think it's TV, and we have tried to call you in a few times, so I will give you a call when it's time for you to speak to me on the phone. But if we can't get through to you, I will apologize in advance, because I don't want you to think that we haven't bothered with you, but we have tried to call you in and we didn't get an answer. So 951, if you're listening in, then please get ready to chat to me shortly. Okay, so what is the show about? Well, the clue is in the title there, Spiritual Awakenings. It's my radio show, and it's about mediumship. It's about me talking and communicating with your loved ones on the other side. And that is primarily what the show is about. I don't normally work with any cards, but I have got some angel cards out tonight. And what I love about these angel cards is that I will shuffle them while I'm chatting to you. And there's, you know, I really wish I had a video camera to prove, a webcam to prove that I don't look at the cards and make the reading fit. I make sure that, you know, you are giving me the right yeses and the right noes to any evidence I might give you about whoever's come through from spirit. And the cards are merely, you know, a tool to either underline or underpin the reading. And sometimes the cards sum it up beautifully. Whatever might have come out in the reading, the cards will sum it up in a nutshell, and I will read the cards out. But I do give the cards a shuffle, but I do pick them at the end of the reading. And to me, like I said, that just underscores what would underlines what we're doing here. So the show itself. Yep, I'm a medium. I've been working for a number of years now, and I've been quite busy this week, actually. And it's amazing the way my mediumship, well, all of us are still always developing. If anybody tells you they're still not developing, then they are telling a little white lie, because we're all always learning something new. And I was over in North Wales, which is about a two-hour drive from where I live, doing a church service on Monday evening. Yeah, Monday evening. And it was amazing, really, because there was a lady who was sat there, and her husband, I don't normally get this because I'm normally quite strict about the way I work. And there was a lady sat there, and her husband from Spirit joined me immediately. And he was a really cheeky chap when he was here on the earth plane. And guys, if you think your family have changed or suddenly, you know, they're not the people they were when they were on the earth plane, they take that character with them to Spirit, and that's what they bring through for you so that you can identify with that as well. Because they haven't changed. You know, if somebody you know was particularly miserable and an unhappy person this lifetime, the world of Spirit is a totally different world to where we are now, but they will bring that through as well, and they will tell me as well. So that helps you identify with them. And this particular lady's husband, he was always cheeky when he was on the earth plane, and that's the way he came through. And I told him I wasn't ready to work, and he said, if you don't ask, you don't get. And he was determined to get through that night, and all he just wanted his wife to know that he was quite happy, he was fit and well. And and once I described him, I even gave his name, and she was happy with that for the rest of the night and sat through the service. Last night I was over in Stafford which is only a few miles from my house. I was doing a church service there, and here we are again tonight working again. But let's move on with the show. Now, we've got a few callers lined up tonight, but we are going to have a little bit of music first. I thought it was very appropriate if we start with a song from Annie Lennox, There Must Be an Angel, and we will play that music for you in just a sec, because we've got a second song coming up later on as well. But what I want to do is get this played, and we can get into some calls, and then so hang on in there. If you have called in, I know it's a toll-free number, so please hang in there, listen to the show, and I will get through to you as soon as possible. So take it away, Ken. Well, there you have it. There must be an angel playing with my heart. And that was Annie Lennox, formerly of the Eurythmics. And I don't know whether you're familiar with that song, stateside, but yeah, that was a huge song back in the 80s in this country. And there she was, joined by Stevie Wonder, no less, on the harmonica. And quality musician that man is as well. Okay, guys, without further ado, I would like to get into some calls now. And now, area code 951, if you are there. We're going to go there first because that's who we're trying to call in first. And I'm just waiting for Ken to finish typing me a message, and we're going to go to the phones in a second. In fact, he's just put his pen down. I can tell this because he's contacted me on the messaging service there. But we are going to go to 951. Area code 951, are you there, please? Nope. No, they're still watching TV. Hello? 951? Okay, Ken, we'll leave that there. Now we will go to, I believe it is 415, which is Sophie in Belmont in California. Sophie, are you there, please?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Oh, good evening.
whatever. It's dark and everything here now. So good afternoon to you, Sophie. How are you doing? Okay.
Thank you. Terrific. Thank you so much for asking. I hope you're terrific.
Yeah, I am. It's been a busy week for me, and it's just getting busier and busier, which is only a good thing because it means people are finding out more about me. So that's a good thing and a bad thing.
That is good news.
Yeah. Okay, Sophie.
I've listened to you, and I've been very impressed. So.
Oh, thank you.
Should I put forward a question?
You can, or we can see who's here, and if the question isn't answered, you can ask anyway at the end. So should we run like that?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so you're in Belmont, not Bel Air, is that right?
Right.
Right. Okay, so Sophia, as I sort of link to the world of spirit here, I've gone all tingly, and sort of when spirit joins me and it gets quite close, I often feel it in two ways. It's almost like cobwebs on my head, and that's what I just felt then with this gentleman I've got with me at the moment. And I've just heard the word dad here as well. Can I just ask, is dad in spirit, is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you. Because this gentleman, as he joins me here, he's making me aware that I feel that it would have been a habit of his if he was thinking or talking to you and thinking at the same time, he would sort of almost rub or pat or even scratch the top of his head while he was thinking. Would you understand this with Dad?
That's interesting. I don't have that recollection.
Right, okay, no problem. Because I keep wanting to scratch the top of my head, and I still feel it almost like it was a mannerism of his.
Okay.
Let's get him a little bit closer then. Right, this man is...
Well, he passed away. I was, still young.
Right, okay. Okay, but would you understand with Dad here, Sophia, because I've been made aware here that it's almost like he had this irritation in his chest, and I feel I've had terrible pains in my chest since I logged onto the phones, and I feel here almost like I can't seem to, it took me a while because I was sat here and I thought, these aren't my pains here, and I asked Spirit to take them away for a while because I suddenly realized that these were pains that were being... put on me, and I've been made aware here that these chest pains would have been your dad's. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And he's making me aware here as well, Sophia, that now he's making me aware about, I want to say, his breathing tubes here, his bronchial tubes here, because I feel here as though they are red raw at the moment, and this is this irritation that I've got, and I can't seem to shake this irritation off with him. Now, so would this make sense with Dad as well?
Yes, he was a heavy smoker, and he had problems in that area.
Yeah, but he also had lung cancer as well, didn't he? Would this make sense?
I don't know. He passed from a sudden heart attack. So when you were saying you were getting chest pains, I was like, dear Andrew, be spared.
Okay, but if I may say so, Sophia, the reason I'm saying this with Dad, now I said lung cancer and I jumped to a conclusion there because the pains in my chest were, really, really, mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have to call my wife to take me away. But he is making me aware here that he would have, with his lungs, he's telling me that as he tried to fill his lungs here with air, it's almost like they were restricted, and this would obviously be down to the smoking, because he's telling me when he tried to breathe deeply, he had restricted capacity in his lungs, so this would fit with the smoking as
mm-hmm.
well here.
Absolutely.
Okay. But he's also making me aware here, Sophia,
especially
that,
2 packs a day, you know.
Oh, well, there you go. Then.
For decades, you know.
Ouch. Okay. But his dad's making me aware here that I'm being drawn to his liver here as well. Would you understand where there would have been a problem with his liver as well? Would this make sense to you?
That part I don't know.
Okay, right. Let's move on quickly because I want to find out why he's here today. Now, Dad's explained to me here, Sophia, that he's been doing a lot of thinking here as well. What I'm going to say is I know you said you were young when Dad passed away, but... Right, okay. And he's making me aware he's been doing lots of thinking here because he's telling me that he said there are lots of, I don't like using this generic term here, but he's telling me he's been doing lots of thinking because he's making me aware of either where there's been upset around you or where there's change around you that's caused you upset and change that has been out of your control, where you feel as though Well, he's making me aware of tears around you recently. So would this make sense with you, Sophia? Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Yeah,
it's kind of like I thought you dropped out for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said then? Or would you like me to repeat?
A lot of thinking and the changes around me things that I didn't have control over.
And he was talking here about where there's been recent tears tears recently, where there's been almost tears of frustration, where there's change beyond your control. And he's making me aware here that he said you feel as though you've lost control of what's going on around you. Would you understand this? Would this make sense?
Yes, it would, in the sense that I've been dealing with a health problem for a long time, but I'm actually doing better, but there's still days that I don't have control.
Right, okay, thank you. He wasn't opening that up to me, so, if you want to talk about it, that's great, but, Dad wasn't giving anything away here. But that's what he's just made me aware of here. He's telling me that he was somebody who you could confide in. Now, I know you were young when he passed away, but he's telling me you could confide in him, and he was somebody that... Now, he's also making me aware here... Now, this seems strange. He's telling me here there were things that people never knew about his health. So it's a little pointless me telling you this if you would not have known anyway. But he could be secretive, sounds sinister, but he said he could keep his counsel and he would also be able to, if you told him something, then it wouldn't go beyond that. Would you understand this with Dad? Okay, thank you. And he's making me aware here that you are very much of cut from the same cloth, he's telling me here. Would you understand
this?
Okay, thank you. And it's strange he's used that terminology here because he's making me aware, his dad's bringing me memories here of memories of either there was somebody in the family or somebody around him that either would have been a tailor or who would have worked with cloth and would have worked with, I want to say, dressmaking or would have made their own clothes. Would you understand this?
My best friend did, but he did meet her. My best friend when I was in high school, but his mom sewed, but she wasn't a tailor, so I'm not sure anybody else on the other side that I didn't know about.
Oh, well, he was just bringing that to me in general terms, that he's bringing me memories of this making of the clothes here, and it's strange as well here. Strange here as well, Sophia, that he brought the cutting of the. He said, you were cut from the same cloth. Because what
very
he's
much.
What he's making
I really like
aware,
my dad a lot.
Well, I'm glad you understand that terminology as well, because what you're telling me, we have a saying in the UK here, you've got to cut your cloth according to your material. And basically that means you can only work with what you've got, and it particularly relates to finances here. And he's telling me here that, Dad's making me aware here in with regard to finances, that, you know, you can only spend what you've got. And he said you would understand what he's talking about here. Would this make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and he's telling me here that... either if it's not you, there's somebody around you who's spending beyond their limits, and now they're finding it to be a bit of a problem, and they're now trying to have to draw everything back in and sort of make amends here. Would you understand this as well, Sophia?
I think I know who he's talking about.
Okay, well, right, but he's telling me that I've heard the word brother here, so I don't know whether this relates to your brother or a brother, but he's making me aware there's a man here around you that is spending a lot of money that they don't have, and his spending has gone out of control. Would this make sense?
There is a brother, and there was one other person that could be, but I'm, you know, there. But
okay.
The brother is first. He's the big, he's one more likely to do that, yeah.
I'm with you. Now, I know this is a common name, but Dad wants to, he just wants to make the name known to you, George, here. I'm not saying it's his name, but he's just making, he just wants the name George being called out here, so I will leave that with you. Now,
okay.
I've got, Sophia, I've got 7 callers to get through in the next 40
minutes.
Oh,
okay. So I did have a question.
You ask away.
Okay. So the question was, you know, if he has any information about the relationship with Peter.
Right. Okay. Do you know what? It's strange because I heard Peter being called before and I ignored it because I thought everybody knows of Peter, and that's why I didn't say
it. He's the only one I've ever met.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to shuffle these cards here, Sophia, because what Dad is making me aware of here, he's telling me, he said, well, his words are once bitten, twice shy here. And I feel here with you that it's almost like you're going into, you're either in this relationship or you're going into this relationship tentatively. And it's making me aware here that you're trying to protect yourself, because he said, but there's other, I feel there are younger people around you here that you're trying to protect. And you just want to make sure that this works out and this is right. So would this make sense to you?
Yeah, he and I were, you know, were together on the same continent before and involved, and the younger, I want to make, you know, if somebody makes a change, you know, there are children, you know, and distance and all of that.
Right, okay. Well, what I'm being made aware of here, Sophia, just before I go, right, what I'm being told is, Dad's telling me here that you feel, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. You feel comfortable with this, and you feel comfortable with the way it's going, but it's not moving quick enough for you. And it's almost like you're thinking to yourself, you know, how much more mileage is left in this? What more do I need to do? Because would you understand, where it's not a stalemate, but it's almost like, where do we go from here? Would this make sense?
Let's get it going. Yeah, let's get Let's get something decided, and let's have a plan and let's do it.
And that's what he's telling me here. Now, obviously, Spirit can't tell you what to do, because you wouldn't have done what Dad said when he was here. You know, you still would have done your own thing. But it's almost like he said, get your skates on, girl. He said, you know, get a move on with this, because if you really want things to happen, you've got to get a shift on. Now, just looking at the Archangel Michael cards here, he says, your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. And what he's telling me is, follow your heart here. You know what you want. But he said, keep things light and airy. Keep things, I want to say, because I feel as though if we try and push too hard, and be made aware here that, you know, it almost like might fall apart. And I feel as though this needs handling gently here. But he said you've got very fine hands, and he said you know how to handle these situations. So, but follow your heart, go with it, and enjoy yourself. More than anything, enjoy yourself, Sophia, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, now, Area 250, I believe it's Robbie from Alabama. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Robbie, how are you doing, and how is it down in Alabama today?
Oh, it's very hot today.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, listen, I'm going to be very, very quick here, Robbie, because I think I've got about 6 more callers to get through, and I want to try and get through everybody tonight.
Okay.
Okay, so, Robbie... right, literally what I'm just doing at the moment is shuffling my angel cards here, because I'm going to have a look at those in a minute. But I'm being made aware, Robbie, of now I've been told there is something specific you want to know, but I'm being made aware of a lady here from Spirit, and she's making, I do feel almost like, now she used the word paternal grandmother here, so would it make sense to you if I said you had a paternal as well as a maternal grandmother that would have looked after you when you were younger? Would you understand this?
Yes,
Okay, thank you, because I feel this lady, and can I just make sure, because this lady, this paternal grandmother, she is in spirit, isn't she? Would you understand this with her?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, as she comes through, because she wants to work very, very quickly here, because I feel this lady, and I'll try to talk slowly enough so you can understand me, but this lady is a very quick worker. I believe she was a very quick thinker and somebody who would have not messed about. It was a lady who, where something had to be done, she had to, you know, get on with it straight away, do it and get the job done. And sometimes she said this was to her detriment because she's making me aware here that sometimes she acted in haste and repented at leisure. And she's making me aware here at the moment that, I'll tell you what she's bringing me memories of. She's bringing me memories here of, now I know Alabama is hot, as you said, but she's bringing me memories of here, of a lake here where, a lake, I'll tell you what it is. I know it's hot where you are, but she's particularly making me aware of a lake where, and I'm being shown deep mud on the side of the lake here, and she said it was somewhere where people didn't like to go at the wrong time of year because it was often, you would often get bites by mosquitoes. So I'm just showing you what she's telling me here. So would you understand this with her? Would that make sense, Robbie?
Yes, They lived on the lake.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, because that's what she's showing. But she's saying to me here, now, I don't understand what this is because where we live, we don't have mosquitoes. But she's telling me where you lived, there was thick grey mud and it was almost like a slimy grey mud on the banks of the river. And you couldn't always go down to the river where that was because it was sort of like a gloop. So would you understand this as well? Would that make sense?
Yes,
Okay, thank you. And that's where she's taking me. She's bringing me memories. She said fond memories. Particularly, she's taking me to the month of September here, where she's telling me that September would have been, as it got cooler, and she said you could enjoy the evenings more. And she's saying September was always a wonderful month down south because the heat was bearable and the heat was still there in the evening. So you could, and she's bringing me memories here of sitting out on the stoop and enjoying watching the sun go down over the lake. So would you understand this, Robbie?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Now, the reason, right. Now, I'm hearing that, I'm not saying it's her name, but she's making me aware of the name Betty here being called. Now, I don't know whether you would understand the name Betty, but or it's a shorter version of Elizabeth, so that's what I'm being given for you here. But as she joins me,
Elizabeth was my grandmother's name.
Thank you very much indeed. And was this the same lady, the paternal grandmother or your maternal grandmother?
Paternal.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And what she's telling me here, Robbie, is she's making me aware here. I'm going to say she's not giving anything away whatsoever, but she's making me aware here of a cry for help here. And I don't know whether this is you, but she's making me aware or making me feel that around you there is a cry for help and a reaching out for guidance here. And I know that sounds very general, but that's exactly how she's portraying it to me. So would you understand this connected to yourself, Robbie?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And she's telling me here, in many respects, you have felt, I won't say lost recently, and she's telling me that you felt, if I may say so, she's felt as though you've called out to spirit and asked for their guidance, but she's making me aware also here that, well, I'm going to say when I said you felt lost, she's making me aware here that you feel as though there's nobody you can actually turn to for this guidance and this help that you're seeking. So would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And literally, because you told me here that you've got something you want to ask me, but just before I finish off with your grandmother's love coming through here, she's also telling me here that, right, she's making me aware here, Robbie, that where you are at the moment, well, I'll tell you what, if I may say so, because I know we're on radio, but she just told me it's okay to mention this. But she's talking here about where you've been feeling very down recently, and you're not sure which way is up anymore. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And all she's telling me here is she knows what's going on around you. She's not giving anything away. But she's also making me aware here where there's, I'm not saying this is connected to you, but she's making me aware where there's somebody around you who is drinking too much alcohol and they're relying on alcohol to try and hide pain here. Would you understand where this is?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, I mean, you want to, if you're happy to talk about that, but she's not giving anything away here, so thank you for that. And she's telling me here that where you have been mum, you've been dad, you've been everything to everybody, and she's telling me that where you feel flat, worn, thin here, you know, it's almost like a leather sole on a shoe where, you know, there's nothing left to wear away anymore. And she's telling me that in many respects, you've lost your faith as well. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what she's telling me here for you, Robbie, is, and I know you want to ask me something in a minute, but what she's telling me here, she said, you've got to keep the faith here. You've got to keep the faith, because she's saying there is a way up. And she said, put it like this, when you're at the bottom, there is only one way, and that way is up, okay? And she, Elizabeth wants to leave that with you right now, because she's telling me, she said, you've got absolutely, well, her words are, you've got absolutely everything to live for, but you just can't see it yet. And they are her words. So can I just quickly ask what it is you wanted to ask me, Robbie?
Just where my relationship's going with my friend Tim.
With your friend Tim?
Jim.
Jim, okay, thank you. Well, what Elizabeth's making me aware of here, Robbie, is that it's almost like an off-on situation all the time. Would you understand this? Where now, I know you've asked me which way it's going, but this is because you're not actually quite sure which way it's going itself. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And where he is blowing hot and cold, would this make sense? Where, you know, you try to make strides forward in the relationship, but he is holding back all the time?
Right.
Okay, would that make sense to you?
Yes, it's hot and cold.
Okay, thank you. Well, if I could just leave this with you, because obviously I don't want to discuss your personal relationship on a radio station, but what I would say is that there's a lot more questions you need to be asking Jim, because I feel as though there's questions that need to be asked, because there's things that he needs to tell you, and this is part of the reason why he's holding himself back here, okay? And that's what I'm being made aware of at the moment. There's things that you need to ask him, and there's things that he'd prefer not to talk about, because he can be quite a deep person, can't he?
Yes.
Okay, and there's more talking to be done there. So, and I want to say talking, not arguing, Robbie, okay? Because I know he gets frustrated, and I know also that he prefers not to talk sometimes. But what I will say is, if you can get him to talk, you will find out why he's being a little bit distant with you at the moment. So can I just leave that with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much indeed, Robbie. Oh, and Robbie, I've just been told I've got my angel cards here, and Mystique, the angel, tells me you've got to keep charging ahead, don't take no for an answer, and expect miraculous solutions to appear. So I've just been told to read that card out to you. So I'll leave that with you, and thank you very much indeed, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Right, guys, let's quickly move over to Yolanda in Florida. Yolanda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you very much indeed for waiting, Yolanda, because I know you've been waiting on the line for about 40 minutes now, so thank you for that. So how can I help today, Yolanda? What is it you'd like some guidance on?
Basically anything that Spirit has to tell me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed. That's very generous of you, because some people come here with specific demands. Okay, thank you. Right, now I'm being joined by a man here from Spirit, and this man is making me aware here that, well, he's telling me here that he would have had short cropped grey hair. This is the way he's portraying himself to me, and I feel this gentleman would have been around 6 foot tall. But with him as well, he's also making me aware here. This gentleman, I would say he is African-American in appearance, but what the strange thing is, his skin almost, it looks like it's got, I would say, a grey tinge to it. And he's making me aware here that there was a problem with his blood, either he was anemic or he's just told me now, there would have been a problem, too many white blood cells here. I feel that anemia verging on leukemia here. Would you understand this, Yolanda, with a gentleman in Spirit? Would this make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Particularly, would you understand, because he's insistent here about the leukemia, would that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And what, can I ask, would it make sense if I said this was Dad here? Would this make sense to you?
Would it make sense if you said wrong part?
Sorry, I feel that this is your father here. Would this make sense to you?
No, my father's still alive.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you for that. But you would understand this, gentleman. See, sometimes I just hear father or I hear dad, and sometimes I miss the beginning bit. But anyway, that's what I heard. So I'll just leave that where it is for now. But anyway, this gentleman who's come through is also making me aware here that towards the end, he showed me here that he would have had like a little T-piece on under his nose where there would have been oxygen pipes to help him breathe here, because he's telling me that as his health failed, his breathing deteriorated as well. Now, to me, that is what he's telling me, but I have no idea what happens to somebody with leukemia, and that makes me sound ignorant. But I will say, he showed me here the oxygen mask where the tubes would have gone around his ears, and he's making me aware here that his speech faltered towards the end as well, where he had great difficulty talking and communicating and making himself heard. Would you understand this, Yolanda?
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. right, okay, but why is he here? Now, I'm not saying it's his name, but he's giving me the name Raymond here. He's telling me he would connect to the name Raymond. Would you understand this with him?
I don't know anybody named Raymond.
Okay, well, this gentleman's telling me he connected to the name Raymond here. But he's also telling me here that it almost sounds like Duke or Jake as well, the name he's telling me he connected to. But anyway, the reason he's come through today here is... Now, this gentleman's telling me here, Yolanda, he's telling me that you have been hearing what you would think are voices, or you have been hearing sounds, and you've been doubting these sounds... that you've been hearing. You've almost questioned where the sounds have come from. It's almost like a sound in the room that isn't in the room. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And he's been telling me here that you've almost, it's almost like a whispering that you've heard. It's almost like psh, 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 you've heard in the background, and you've been going around looking for this sound and this whispering as well. But he's telling me here that you are very open and you're very spiritually aware. And he's telling me here, but not only have you had doubts about the sound you've been hearing, but he said you've had, in some respects, doubts about not your spirituality. You know where you stand with that, but he's telling me that you know, not doubts about your spirituality, but about where do you go next. It's about what is the next step for you in your own development. Would you understand this, Yolanda?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I cannot get away from the doubts that he's telling me that you've had here. But all he's telling me here is that he's making me aware. He's telling me that you should stop listening to the people around you. He's making me aware here about people who are around you that are causing you to have these doubts and question. The reason he said not only about where you're going with your own spirituality, but he's telling me here that you feel as though life has been quite cruel recently. And he's making me aware here that, in some respects, because of what life has produced, it's made you a little bit bitter in a respect as well. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, he's telling me here, Yolanda, that you have a very deep faith here, and he says to me he wants you to keep the faith. And now I know I say this regularly, but that's the message from Spirit sometimes about keeping the faith here. And he said, you know your own heart best. And he said, you know where you want to go. And he's making me aware here, if you carry on along the pathway that you are, he said, you will be, it's almost like the pathway will become so much clearer for you soon. But if you keep the faith, because he's making me aware of a pathway here that you are thinking about leaving. So would this make sense to you, Yolanda?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, did you have a question for me at all? Because I really need to move on to the next caller.
No, that's fine. I'll let you go.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much for calling in. It was lovely to talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gents. Well, I've got a mobile caller here, or a cell caller. Apologies for keeping you hanging on there, but please, who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Carol.
Oh, hi, Carol. Where are you then?
Yeah, it's Carol from Wales, southern Wales.
Wales as in Wales next to England?
Yeah, as in you were in North Wales on Monday night.
Do you know what? You sound really Welsh to me, Carol.
I'm the Welsh Canadian. My grandmother is Welsh and was born in North Wales.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was up in Wrexham on Monday. So whereabouts are you tonight then?
I'm in Swansea at home.
Oh, right. Oh, so you actually live here, do you?
I live here, yes. And my family's from Northumberland, all of them except my grandmother, who is from North Wales.
Oh, wow, wow. So go on. You'll have to... No, tell you what. I don't. You've told me all that. This should be evidence I should be giving you here, Carol. So, okay. So... Well, I didn't realize we had somebody who's calling in from a mobile. It might have been easier if you tried to call in from Skype, but there you go. Right, let's move on quickly, Carol. Right.
The call's free. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, okay then. Thank you. Right. Okay, now I've got an army of people here waiting to speak to you. Now, the first gentleman that steps in here, now this gentleman I've got with me, I'm straight away aware, Carol, this gentleman who's passed a spirit, I don't feel he was, well, he's just told me he was round about the age of 40 when he passed, or that's what he makes me feel, but he's making me aware here that there was a paralysis on the right-hand side of his face, and I feel as though this would have gone down his arm as well, but I feel this was... This paralysis, I know we normally associate this with strokes, but I feel here this gentleman would have either had a brain hemorrhage or some sort of clot here. So would you understand somebody in... Now, here's a Welsh name for you. He tells me he links to the name David here. So would you understand that gentleman at all in spirit? Would that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't, but there's some missing pieces on my grandmother's side, so it could have been my great aunt's son. So yeah, I don't know anyone in that eight description, but the name fits with the Welsh side.
Ah, right, okay, thank you. Right, I'll ask him why he's here. Ah, no, this gentleman, right, straight away, Carol, this gentleman, he's actually taking me back to Canada here, and he's telling me this goes back to high school. Now, I know I said he links the name David, but he's telling me that he would have been a motorcyclist. He would have ridden motorbikes, and he's making me aware here of... Now, he's making me aware of his shoulder here that would have been damaged. He's making me aware of a crash that took place, and I feel here that the brain hemorrhage or the brain damage he's making me aware of here, this would have been connected to a motorcycle crash back in Canada. Would this make sense to you?
I know a few people from school that, yes, there was a couple that had motorcycle accidents. They weren't close, but I knew them, yes.
Okay. And now, I'm not going to ask you your age because that would be very rude, but he's making me aware here that he would have been around the age, well, he would have been around about 40 now. So would this fit in with your high school days? Would that make sense?
No, he would be younger than I am because I'm 52.
Right, okay, thank you. Right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask him quickly why he's come through here. Now, straight away, he's taking me to BC here, so would I be on the right side of Canada for you? Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, fine. Right, I'm going to ask you to move on because I've got to move very, very quickly here and find out who else. Now, you talked about your grandma here. Now, there is a lady with me at the moment, and straight away, she's taking me here. She's bringing me memories, Carol, up. She's taking me to an old cottage here, right? But she's telling me this cottage was on the... Now, I know there may be a lot of these in Wales, but she's taking me where here where it would have been on the edge of either a wooded area or a forest. But she's making me aware here that where the water would have driven a water wheel on the side of the house, and that would have powered machinery. That's all I'm being shown, powered machinery inside the house. So would you have knowledge of going back to time where there would have been... And I think maybe two generations here, where there would have been water flowing.
That's North Wales, that's Flint.
Thank you. And that's what she's shown me here, that there was a water wheel turning here, and it would have powered machinery in the house. She's also making me aware here of where somebody would have been either a blacksmith. Hello?
I think I'm losing you. Hang on while I switch headsets. Oh, this headset decided to die real fast.
Right, okay. It's going to be one of those nights.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, my dog got excited there with me throwing things around.
Okay.
Right. Are you back with me again, are you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, with your grandmother's family here, I'm also being made aware here where there would have been somebody who would have been, if they hadn't, if she's bringing me memories of somebody who would have been a blacksmith, or would have, more particularly, they would have made horseshoes, who would have been a farrier, and who would have put shoes on horses. And I'm talking pit ponies here. So would you know somebody who would have worked with a forge and an anvil and would have made horseshoes? Would this make sense at all?
Yeah, it is in the family tree, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, very quickly, why has she come through here today? I have to be very quick now. She's talking here, Carol, that... Right, what's she talking about here? You talked about your family from Northumberland, you talked about your family from Wales, and you talked, obviously, you're Canadian. But she's talking here about almost like a split pea. And a split pea, it's a phrase we use in this country. Neither one the other. And some play a clash of identities here and a clash of identity with she's also talking here about, you said about the gaps in the family tree, but she's talking about it's almost like a marrying and a remarrying, and this is where part of the family tree has been lost because part of the family disappears.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, thank you. What she's explained to me is that somebody who's been doing the past is taking me there and put all these back together again. Because I talked about the identity, almost an identity crisis here. I'm not saying that sounds very strong, but she's making me aware here that for you to put these pieces together would mean an awful lot to you, and it would bring everything back together for you and sort of make things fit like, almost like a jigsaw puzzle. And she's telling me about the importance of this for you. So would you understand that, Carol?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying here.
And all she's telling me is she's...
like lots of missing pieces.
Thank you. And what she's telling me, she said, the pieces will come together. And it's almost like that TV program, Who Do You Think You Are? She said, you'll get help not only from spirit, but from family, from far-flung family. Because she's making me aware of a gathering coming up here, and it's either a celebration like a silver anniversary or a wedding anniversary, where a big gathering where people will suddenly fill you in with lots of information to allow you to put these pieces together, and she's making me aware of that. So can I just leave that with you, please, Carol, because I really do need to move on quickly.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, right, we've had Yolanda, we've had Robbie, we've had Sophia, we've had Carol. I have no idea where we're going next, so I will just open the phone lines and ask who's there next.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi there.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
I don't know. What's your name, please?
Pardon me?
Your name.
My name is Margie.
Margie, and can I ask where you're calling from, please, Margie?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Yeah, well, do you know what? We've got a real spread here tonight, guys. From Wales in the UK, Belmont, Alabama, Florida, Indiana. But Rob, Margie, how can I help tonight? Is there something specific you wanted to know, or some specific guidance you were looking for?
No, just what you pick up.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for that. Now, I've been inspired to shuffle these Archangel Michael cards, which I will look at in a minute. But... okay, now as I tune in here to the world of spirit for you, Margie, I'm just being told here, it was quite frantic trying to get through those other calls, but I'm being told here that you need a calming influence around you at the moment, because I'm just being made aware, I'm being given links to, and you'll have to forgive my American geography, so I'm not quite sure where Indiana is, so don't tell me just yet, but the reason is I'm being given links to the sea here and a seafaring tradition within the family, even if this goes back in time. But I'm being told here as well, Margie, that you're feeling all at sea at the moment and feeling, I want to say, almost like, I'm being shown this very, very in nautical terms, almost like a ship without a rudder at the moment. Would you understand this, Margie?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. Okay. And it's strange because every time I get somebody come through from spirits who had a chest problem or even a cough, I end up with this sort of dry throat and start coughing as well. Excuse me. Right, Margie. Now, the gentleman I've got with me at the moment, I've just suddenly got terrible pains in my head here, and this gentleman is holding his head, and he's making me aware here that he would have suffered. Okay, now this gentleman, I feel, would have been in his 70s when he passed, but he's making me aware here. Now, I heard the word motor neuron disease, but he's making me aware here, this gentleman, that he would have had a brain condition or a nervous condition, sorry, a nerve condition that would have, he would have had lost control of, it's almost like he had muscle spasms or muscle twitches here. And he's telling me that even when he sat down, he found it very difficult. In the end, he couldn't hold a pen and he couldn't hold a book to read a book. And he's telling me here that he would have ended up being fed or somebody feeding him here. Would you understand this with somebody in spirit, the world of spirit, a gentleman?
No, it doesn't sound familiar at all.
Oh, right, okay. You get this sometimes. Sometimes they dive in there. Okay, I'll send him away. Thank you. Right, okay. Right, okay. Now, I've asked this lady to join me. Now, this lady, you told me your name is Margie, but this lady is telling me her name would have been Margaret when she was here on the Earth plane. So would you understand where there's a lady in spirit who would have had a similar name to you, or you would have been called after her? Because I feel she was Margaret when she was here. Would this make sense?
Well, my name is Margaret.
No, I know you are, but this lady in spirit is telling me that she was Margaret as well.
It doesn't really sound familiar. I really can't see anybody I know that's Margaret.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. No problems at all. Sometimes we get this. What I'll do, Margie, I will try and have one more stab at this. If not, what I can't do is, because spirit flood the air. Okay, let's see what we've got here. Okay. Right, now, strangely enough, I've got a young boy with me now who would have been about 14 when he passed, and he's making me aware here that he's telling me he would have had a childhood cancer here, because he's showing me himself in all his glory here, but then he's showing me himself without any hair, and he's telling me that he would have had all of the treatments, the chemotherapy, the radiotherapy, and he's showing me his face where it would have been bloated from the treatment that he had, and he doesn't mind me saying that either, but he's telling me that he would have been either, he was 14 when he contracted the tumours, or he would have been 14 when he passed. If 14 was very significant, would you understand this at all, Margie?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm very, very sorry indeed if I couldn't get anybody through.
Me too.
Okay, but I can only apologize because there's that many people waiting to get through from Spirit as well, and they're all pushing the way through. So please accept my apologies, and hopefully we can get through to you next time, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gents, you can see how it goes sometimes. Three different people there. You might even recognize who they are or, you know, where they're from or their conditions. But I'm going to go to the phone lines again right now. I think I've got time for one more call. And this lady on a cell phone here. Oh, how do I even know it's a lady?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hear me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'm Sarah from Tennessee.
So,
and I'd like to know, what do you see for me?
Okay, well, I'll contact Spirit here because that's what the show's about, and see what comes through and see what's around you. Now, straight away, Sarah, I've got a lady visitor with me here, and what she's just doing with me at the moment, hey, would you understand sorry, can you hear me okay, sir? There's lots of interference.
Yes,
here.
Thank you.
Okay. This lady is pouring gold coins into my palm here, and she's making me work. It's almost like in the days of medieval England, where people would have carried small pouches with coins in, but she's making me aware that that's what people carried, but they often had lots of money elsewhere. So would you understand here where either there's been an inheritance recently brought in, so our inheritance recently for somebody, but this lady is making me aware here that somebody has come into money from an inheritance. But it is not all that it should be. Does this make sense to you at all?
You were breaking up.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll try. This lady from Spirit, strangely enough, the last lady who was on the phone didn't understand the name Margaret from Spirit, but this lady is back again, and she gives me her name, Margaret from Spirit. Would you understand a Margaret in Spirit at all?
Well, my mother's name is Margaret, but she's still here.
Right. Okay. But I tell you what she told me earlier on as well, that this name Margaret was passed on. So would you understand where Margaret was passed down the family, the name was passed on? I feel as though it skipped a generation here. Would this make sense?
Well, I named my daughter Margaret.
Okay. I know she just explained to me here. Sorry, sir. She just explained that I said her name was Margaret, but she was just giving me the name Margaret as a name for you. So obviously you can relate to that. Your mother's Margaret and your daughter is Margaret here. But she was right.
Yes.
She was right about the skipping here. Your mother and then your daughter. So thank you for that. Now, what she's telling me here, she's talking about an inheritance. I feel this lady is a grandmother here. She's talking about an inheritance where somebody inherited money, but they did not inherit all of the money that they should have received. Would you understand this? Where there was a dispute about a will. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. And what she's telling me here as well, explaining to me that there is either litigation or there is some argument ongoing at the moment about the will, in order that the will be... I want to say, even though there was a will, there is a challenge to the will. Would you understand this? Or there was a challenge? Okay.
Okay.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to leave that with you. That doesn't quite fit. That's what she's showing me at the moment. But what she's making me aware of around yourself here, Sarah, she's making me aware here where you feel as though you're taking on everybody else's, I want to say, troubles and woes, and where you're sort of taking on responsibility for other people's actions. Would you understand that before?
Yes.
Okay. And what your grandmother has here, Sarah, is that you have a big part on you, but at the same time, you are not. And I've literally got 30 seconds left. You human at the end of the day, and you cannot be taking on everybody else's woes and trying to fight the battles for them here. And what she's telling me is that I'm not on time. What I'm being told here is you need to take time out. And I'm very quickly going to look at my cards here, and I'm just told here, let's have a look. Sarah, I'm just being told here you need to start afresh here with a fresh line of sand with everybody's concern, because the areas, I want to say, the line in the sand has become very blurred, and I've been told here that you need to take time out, you need to take a rest, and also you need to let other people know where they stand, and it's time they start to stand on 2 feet. Can I leave that with you, please, Sarah? I really must go to the end of the show.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Take care.
I appreciate it. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gents, left just to say goodbye and thank you all very much for listening in tonight. I know it's difficult, we always run out of time, and you never know, before long there could be a 2-hour show, so we can squeeze everybody in. Thank you and good night.
As an angel contemplate my fate, do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know
that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.